Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 9, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just really don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find, anyway, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, and remember, you can find our radio program archives at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. When you get over there, just scroll down on and look on the right, it'll have a thing that says End Time Radio Archives. That'll take you to branch.podomatic.com, and over there at branch.podomatic.com, it's very smartphone friendly, but it has an app that you can get for your smartphone. As I hear, 50% of the people out there are listening by their smartphones. Anyway, I do make a challenge to you. I challenge you to share each one of these programs with at least two or three other people so the word gets out there. Now we'll have a prayer, and then we'll bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. I ask also that you would give everybody out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, we are glad to welcome back Benjamin Baruch. Benjamin is a chartered financial analyst and a certified public accountant. Benjamin was managing institutional investment portfolios in the 1990s when he began praying and asking the Lord to show him the end of the matter regarding the stock market. After a year of prayer, the Lord answered him. But rather than revealing the future of the stock market, the Lord showed him literally judgment what was coming upon America. Benjamin released his first book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, in 1998, which reveals the plans of the enemy and what is about to come on America. Folks, some of you that have been listening to my program for a very long time have heard a lot of those radio programs that we did with him about this book. Anyway, The Day of the Lord has now been published in the 7th edition for 2015. The Day of the Lord contains a megaton of truth about what is coming upon America, including details regarding the Star of Bethlehem, which is now returned in the heavens. In 2015, Benjamin also published his second book, Search the Scriptures, Volume 1, Out of the Darkness, which is a powerful word designed to bring victory into the lives of the people of God. Today's believer doesn't need more information on what is coming, as they need insight into how to be an overcomer in this hour. I totally agree with this premise, because if you haven't realized that we're in the end times by now, I don't think you will until the calamity hits you. And for those of you that are awake, I believe this is what you need, is you need to have to know how to act, how to have that relationship. Well, we'll see what Benjamin has to say. And so welcome now, Benjamin Baruch. Are you there with me, Ben?
I'm here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Father. I haven't heard from you in a few years.
It has been a while, brother. But praise God, the Lord's ready to move in a powerful way in the lives of his remnant. And I'm so excited to be even a small part of what God's doing. And Dan, it's great to talk to you as well. Good to catch up on the air.
Yeah, amen. I like conversations on the air, and that's what this program has progressed into, is we always just have a real nice, you know, laid-back conversation, and it gets the word out. But for the people, just to, because you haven't been on in a few years, and I know I have a lot of new listeners, so why don't you reflect to them, you know, the Father showed you a vision of 9/11 before 9/11, and that's really what brought you to my attention.
Well, yeah, that's true. About 6 weeks before 9/11, I was shown the attack on America in a dream in which I saw our country attacked by four aircraft, two from United and two from American. And I knew from the end of the dream, I saw essentially the war of Ezekiel 38 and an all-out nuclear war here in the United States. I saw American cities with mushroom clouds, and I caught the ashes falling from the heavens, and I described the dream to a friend of mine who was an expert in these things, and he says to me, "Have you ever seen fallout before?" And no, I don't normally attend these atomic tests. Never been to one of these. I've never seen fallout. He said, "Well, you've described it perfectly." And I said, "I don't really understand it, but I know we're about to be attacked by United and American Airlines." And he said to me, "Well, that sounds crazy. How could we be attacked by our own commercial airplanes?" And I said, I really don't know, but I just know this is what's about to happen. And 6 weeks later, 9/11 occurred, and my phone rang off the hook all day. And that really kind of brought a lot of visibility to the message that the Lord has given me to carry, which is essentially the teaching that's part of the first book I did, which is The Day of the Lord is at Hand. And you know, Dan, the scripture says the words of God are pure words, having been purified seven times. And it's not that God's word is imperfect. God's word is perfect and true the very first moment he uttered it. But the reason why God's words are purified is they come forth with our fingerprints on them, if you will. And we tend to, you know, overlay a little of our own opinion, a little of our own prejudice, a little of our own understanding, which really needs to be removed from the Word of God. And so the book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, is now in a seventh edition, and it's updated for 2014. And I'll tell you, the 2014 updates are just over the top. It's simply incredible what's gone on in the last year. And at the same time that the Lord had me bring forth a seventh edition for the Day of the Lord, he told me, "I want you to write a series of new books entitled Search the Scriptures. They're based on the audio content of a series of teachings which I've brought forth in the last 10 years or so, which have all come by the Holy Spirit. And the book is to be produced in seven volumes." And he said the purpose of the book is he was fashioning this new message as a pillar of righteousness, which God was throwing from the heavens to crush the head of the serpent in the lives of his people.
Yeah,
so
amen.
That the people could be equipped and prepared to walk through the day that is coming. Because once you're awake and you realize the day of the Lord is here, we are in the end times, the events of the book of Revelation are about to occur, and you know, I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, but we're not going to all simply disappear, for the rapture occurs at the seventh trumpet at the end of these events. So we're going to have to be prepared to walk through these days. And Jesus said, "Pray without ceasing that you be counted worthy." There is a preparation to be prepared. There's a preparation required. And so the new book, Out of the Darkness, is really the first step in preparing the people of God to be ready to walk through these events. Because, you know, once you understand what time it is, you really don't need more information on the details of the plans of the enemy. What we need is the revelation so that we could walk through this hour of testing, a time such as which has never been, that we could walk through it with the peace of God in our hearts and with the assurance that our lives are in the hand of the Lord,
Right.
And so that we would not be tempted to become afraid, because the world is about to become terrified. Men's hearts will be failing them for fear.
I totally agree with you.
People to peace. But in order for us to walk in peace in the midst of such total chaos and confusion, we got to have hearts that are right. And that's what the message, that's essentially the purpose of the new books, Search the Scripture. And Volume 1, Out of the Darkness, Dan, it is so powerful. And but I didn't really write this book. I mean, let me be absolutely clear. I typed it. You know, I guess, you know, in the sense that now I become the copyright holder under the laws of men. But these messages came forth from the Lord God Almighty. And the book is nothing more than a written transcript of the teachings which the Lord brought forth. And if people would prefer to listen to them online, all of this is already available, uploaded into the Internet. The messages of this new book, Out of the Darkness, there are four parts. The first one is a message entitled Matters of the Heart. The second is Dark Counsel and how we need our minds renewed. The third is the Ministry of Death, how to identify and come out of the counterfeit. And the fourth message is called First Fruit, what it takes to really be counted among the remnant that are going to escape and survive and endure this time.
Yeah, amen.
Praise God.
I believe that, you know, I do believe, of course, that we're in the time of the end. I started blowing the shofar on this program when the Arab Spring happened, and you know, that's what the Father put on my heart, because I really believe now it's, you know, was the time to wake people up. I'm beginning to come to believe that not a lot more are going to be woken up before a lot of things hit us. But what I do know is what you're talking about now is that people that are awake, really, because, you know, they're just not finding that preparation in the church. The church has gone away to be worldly things. You know, they're pushing homosexual agenda and all kinds of sorts of things. But they're not putting forth, you know, the surviving message. All they're putting forth is, well, you're going to fly out. Don't worry about it. So you have the body of Messiah that's out there that's just really unprepared.
They are utterly unprepared. And, you know, the truth, Jesus said you should know the truth and the truth will set you free. But what we have today is a great falling away and a time of general apostasy. The Lord spoke to me in the last year, Dan. I have been hearing a profound amount of revelation knowledge from Father God. A profound amount has come forth over the last year and a half. And one of the things the Lord said to me is, you have all fallen from the truth. And when the Lord says all, he means all. This is a backslidden generation. And even the best of us, the ones who are really struggling to try to awaken ourselves unto righteousness, even among those who are hearing and they know that the hour is late, there are still many who are asleep spiritually. The parable of the 10 virgins, they all fell asleep. And I think that's a prophetic picture of the spiritual condition of the people. We can be consciously awake, walking around in our day-to-day, and aware to varying degrees that these things are coming upon us. But if we're still in compromise, if we're still divided in our hearts, if we still have unforgiveness within us, if we're still struggling with issues of rebellion and struggling with issues of pride, then we're still in the darkness, and we're still being deceived. And it's a function of degree. There's none of us that have completely overcome, but the Lord wants to help his people. But we got to do our part. The apostate teaching is you don't have to do anything other than believe in your head. But that's a complete lie. Faith without some response, some work on our part, is dead. The doctrine of apostasy is all you got to do is believe in the name of Jesus, and you can continue to live in sin. And that's a lie from the pit of hell, because the people who never repent never enter in, and they actually find out they're on the broad road that led to destruction, and they're actually going to go to hell. There are Christians, people who call themselves Christians, on that day they're going to say, Lord, Lord, and Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And then I asked the Lord, and I've really had the blessing, the great privilege of speaking with the Lord for this last year and a half. And I've had a number of conversations with Jesus that have been simply amazing. But in one of them, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is the difference between the people who never knew you and the people who are being saved? And here's what he told me. These are they who never received of my character, and they never were changed by my words, and they never learned to walk in my ways. Unto them I will say, Lo ami, for they are not my people, and I am not their God.
Yeah, amen.
That's
I believe that. That's very terrifying. You know, that's fact. You know, they, one of the politicians were talking about how, I think he said the number was like 80% of the people in the United States profess themselves to be Christians. But how could you tell that? They act like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? They don't
exactly.
Look. Aren't we supposed to be set apart and different, Ben?
Absolutely. Brother, we're supposed to become saints, which means sanctified. So if we're still in our sin, then we have not entered into the real new covenant. We're in the apostasy. We need to be walking. You know, the scripture says, if any man has not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. If we're still walking in the knowledge of good and evil under the dark counsel of the fallen, you know, the ideas of this world system, if they dominate our consciousness, we're going to find out that we too had our place in the ministry of death. Jesus warned us, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord. That word in the Greek is polis. Dan, it means the vast majority. If I were to delineate it as a percentage, I would say that the word polis means 97 to 98.5%.
Really?
Something like 1.5 to 2.5% of the people who profess to be Christian are actually going to heaven, and the rest of them are going to hell. And if the truth be told, the people who knew his name and knew his ways but never repented, they're the ones who received the many stripes, and they're to be more pitied than the people in the darkest parts of Africa who never heard his name.
Yeah, amen. You know, let's proceed with this. I got a question to ask you. You know, I know you're aware of all of the Christians being slaughtered and beheaded overseas, you know. And, you know, I find the church over here and a lot of prophecy speakers, you know, I ask them about it. Well, I guess we'll see what your answer is. I say, well, what about these? You keep talking about the tribulation starting way, way far off and all this. What about these people? You know, and they really don't have an answer. They seem like they are ignoring them because they're not Western. And so my heart cries out. These people are dying as martyrs right now, just as the word said there would be. The devil is trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. But yet the churches or the prophecy teachers that I'm talking about now are just dead asleep. What do you think?
Well, it's clearly the beginning of sorrows. And we were told you should be hated by all nations on account of my name. And that is before the abomination of desolation is witnessed. If you read the chronology of events in Matthew 24, it's very clear that the next major event on the prophetic horizon is a worldwide persecution of the church. And I think it's about to begin in the summer of 2015, but I could be wrong. Maybe we have one more year. I kind of doubt it because, I mean, the Spirit of God is warning us summer is coming soon. The people need to clean their houses, which means their lives. I think the persecution that is in other parts of the world is ultimately going to come to the United States, and it's going to come before the tribulation even begins.
Yeah, amen. You know, it's profound. We are in the week of unleavened bread, you know, and leaven represents sin, and you need to get the sin out of our houses. But, you know, if you just look around, all the signs are apparent. Look at all these shops and different people that speak up against gay marriage and how they're being run out of business and all the hatred out there, and it's being allowed. You know, if we was a nation of literally 80% Christian, then this shouldn't be happening at all. But it's happening, and that persecution you can see is rearing its ugly head, is it not?
Oh, it's going to come suddenly as if out of nowhere. You know, an event's going to occur, and the country's going to go under martial law. And then in the middle of the night, the door's going to get kicked in. And people are going to be, you know, just stunned. They're not going to, they'll be astonished at, you know, thinking this is simply a mistake, you know, as they're arresting the people with their families. And they're going to be thinking, you know, I'm going to call my lawyer. What they don't realize is this time you don't get a dime. There is no calling the lawyer this time.
Well, you know, they're doing that in different parts of the country. They're doing massive training exercises this year, this summer, to teach, it even specifically says to teach the military how to get around in the cities without the people being knowledgeable that they're doing it. To me, that reflects back to the things, you know, remember back in the 90s, they used to talk about the red list and blue list and green list and all that, and how they would go in and get the leaders in the night. To me, it kind of sounds like that.
That's exactly what it is, Dan. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's finally coming upon us. And in the beginning of 2014, I felt impressed by the Lord to consecrate the year as a Sabbath year for myself. And so I began fasting and praying, and over the first 60 days I consecrated that time to, you know, consistency in fasting and prayer, and about every 3 days the Lord would speak to me and say, you need to eat a meal. And so, I mean, at one point I really struggled with, you know, Lord, are you sure? You know, because I had a vision of, you know, doing a 40-day fast, but I never made 40 days. What I made was 60 days in which I ate a meal every third day. And, you know, and if you add it all up, it's like 40 days of fasting and 20 days of eating a single meal a day over a two-month period. And in that time, the Lord began speaking very clearly. I could begin hearing him audibly again with my ears. And it started out with the Lord teaching me about the prophetic significance of the life of Job and bringing forth a profound message on the life of Job, how Job is a prophecy. The persecution, the affliction of Job is a prophecy of the preparation of the man-child of the book of Revelation. And then the Lord said, I want to speak to you about that woman Jezebel. And he brought forth an incredible teaching on the false prophets, and particularly Ezekiel 13, where it talks about the prophets sewing pillows on the hands and putting veils over the foreheads of the people, and the ministry of, or the life of Job and that woman Jezebel are both on YouTube if our listeners want to go find them.
And amen, but I'm going to have to break in here for, I'm going to have to break in. We've got about a minute before break, which, well, that's fine. And you can be thinking about what you want to present to the people in the second half. But give them your website, and that should be, that'll also give them where they can find the books, right?
Well, the website's BenjaminBrook.com, and at the moment the books are on Amazon, and also a place called CreateSpace. But if you type in The Day of the Lord is at Hand, be sure that you look for the 7th edition, or type in Search the Scriptures and look for Out of the Darkness, Volume 1 by Benjamin Brook, and you will absolutely love Search the Scriptures.
Well,
a number of people that have read the book have read me and told me it changed their life.
Well, amen. Folks, it sounds like what we need for this time, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with more with Ben.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com. Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And normally I've got kind of a little commercial, as most of you know, that I talk about that. But tonight I just want to share something with you that happened with me this last week. I was outside the back of the mission church. I just got through putting up my Bible. I'd been outside and read a scripture with an elder, you know, where the people were at. And anyway, and so I was hanging out. Well, that sounds bad. Yeah, I was hanging out with the people anyway, leaning up against the fence. And here come this car coming by. And this girl about broke her neck. She was driving this. Well, it wasn't a car. It was a truck. She slammed on her brakes and looked at me and looked over. And then she whipped it up into the parking lot. And I thought, boy, what's going on now? Because the neighborhood, anything could happen. Anyway, so me and Craig, the elder, we walked out to the car and see what she wanted, and she was motioning for me to come over. And, you know, she just started saying, well, you know, you remember me, you know, a few years back, she said, I was really abused and broken up and I couldn't get out of the neighborhood. I had no money and I was had been beat up and abused, and I was hungry and I had Nate and I was outside in the cold. All I needed was a ride someplace, you know, and a little bit of food. And you gave me a little bit of money, which paid for a cab ride and got me out of the area immediately. And you gave me a little bit of money for some food. And you don't know how much that helped me. It helped me change my life. And so now, you know, I'm a hospice nurse and I'm doing really, really well. And I just really want to thank you. And I want everybody to know what you did for me. And I said, well, I don't need anybody to know. And she said, well, you know, and she handed me a small cash donation, and nothing small in the eyes of the Father, because it came from the heart, so it was worth $1 million. And she did say, she said, well, my father passed away, and I plan on coming back and giving you a larger donation, which, you know what, I don't care about that. What I care about is her testimony. Here's somebody that we helped change her life. We helped save her life. But this is done on a regular basis. And the elder turned around and looked at me and he said, you know, I appreciated getting her testimony. And, you know, he said, the Father put you outside just there at the right time because she was going on by. Had you not been standing out there just at that right time, I wouldn't have got her testimony. But, you know, that's how it goes. You know, we've been doing this mission church for 15 years. We've helped thousands upon thousands of people, whether it's shoes, they walk in, come in beat up, bloody, we fix them up, or we help them from abuse, save them from all kinds of things, and we help them find the gospel. We give them Bibles and miracle prayers. Many, many miracle prayers come out of this place. But that's all done because people like you donate. You know, those people that we help, well, they can't afford to pay for what we do. And really, you know, I do a mail out newsletter, but not a lot comes from that anymore because, you know, it's hard to compete with the mail out newsletter with the internet. And so most all the money that comes, most, not all, comes from people that listen to us on radio. So I do ask that you pray about a donation tonight. We really do need your help. We aren't sitting here getting rich because of this, you know. I don't have any separate money of my own. What I do have an income that comes in, over half of it or whatever is needed goes to the Father, you know. So I give all to the Lord, you know. I give all to Him. And so we ask that you would pray about supporting us, pray about supporting radio airtime if you're blessed by these radio programs, because this is a national satellite radio program, and it is also international by way of the internet now. We've been on the air for a very long time, so we have a broad internet audience, so pray about it. Pray about supporting us. Anyway, you can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. Or if you need to you can call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And the Father notices all donations, no matter what size they are, but the ones He really notices, you know what, are donations that come from where? Your heart, that's where. Anyway, we're now back on radio with Benjamin Baruch. Are you there with us, Ben?
I'm right here.
Well, I have to say something about your name just for a moment. We have a guy that comes on here regularly, and he does news and stuff, and his name's Ben Barrick, and it's spelled real close to the same. And so I have to be careful how I pronounce your name. In fact, the producer said, oh, Ben's back on. I said, no, this is the other Ben, and he hasn't been on in a few years. But anyway, it's a blessing to have you back on.
Well, thank you, Dan. I'm really excited to see what God's going to do this year because, you know, before the judgment begins, He's going to get His remnant ready. You know, those of us who know the lateness of the hour, and there's quite a few people that have been waking up. You know, most of us expected that the Lord would have moved in judgment long before now. But,
yeah,
you know,
amen.
We understand, we come to our understanding of Scripture and our understanding of Bible prophecy oftentimes with preconceived notions. And a lot of people believe as soon as the day of the Lord comes, God's going to immediately judge the wicked. That's really not what happened. It's not what the Scripture says either. The very first thing that God's doing in this day, which is the day of the Lord, and it has already begun, but before the Lord begins His judgment, the first thing He's doing is He's going to look for His lost sheep. The wicked can wait. They're not going anywhere. The judgment of God can wait. The number one thing on the heart of God is He wants to find His sheep. And His sheep have been scattered on many on different hills, have been scattered by these counterfeit merchants of a counterfeit covenant. And the false prophets have brought confusion. And there's a lot of people that the Lord wants to minister to a healing and a restoration. You know, and a lot of people have been praying. We've been seeking the Lord, and we've been waiting on God. We've been doing everything we know to do, and God's ready to move. We've got to line up with the Lord. But the number one thing on the Father's agenda, the number one thing in the heart of Jesus Christ right now, is gathering his sheep into the secret hiding place of the Most High God, because he wants to protect them from the storm that's coming. And I really encourage the people, if you can, you know, get a copy of Out of the Darkness. If it's not up today, it's actually having a slight edit to the cover. It'll probably be on Amazon tomorrow. Get a copy Out of the Darkness in Kindle, or get it in paper. If you can't afford the book, then go on the internet and just look for the main. There's only four audio messages you need to hear. You've got to listen to Matters of the Heart, which is an awesome message about how God is the whole focus of the kingdom is in our heart. It's not our doctrine, although our doctrine's got to be true. It's not about how we behave outwardly. It's how do we walk with the Lord in our heart. There's a lot of people whose outward doctrine is correct, and they're all concerned about cleaning the outside of the cup, but it's the inside that matters. And the matters of the kingdom of God are in the matters of our hearts, and so the message, Matters of the Heart, is all about preparing our hearts for the time of testing that's going to come. And then the next part is dark counsel. How do we get the dark counsel out of our minds? How do we get our minds renewed? You know, it's not false doctrine that the message is dealing with. It's the lies of the enemy that are actually embedded in our personality. They're part of our very identity. These are issues of shame and issues of rejection and places where people are wounded. And those are the strongholds. Or it's the deception of pride and rebellion that causes us to be double-minded in our inner man, in our spirits crying out for deliverance, and our flesh is in love with the world. And how do we deal with this double-mindedness within us? We need to get our minds renewed. We need the dark counsel of this fallen age basically renewed out of our minds. And so you can look for the message Dark Counsel on, it's on YouTube, it's around. Type my name in and type Matters of the Heart or type Dark Counsel. You'll find this in audio format, and it's free right. for the listening. And then the third part, which is really powerful, is the ministry of death. You know, there's a counterfeit, Dan. There's many counterfeits that have come forth.
Yes.
You know, there's a ministry of death, and it's not of the Lord, but they came in Jesus' name. And the Lord warned us, many will come in my name, saying that I'm anointed. You know, they claim they've got the Holy Spirit and that Jesus is Messiah, yet they are ministers of death. And how do we discern the ministry of death from the true ministers of God? You know, it's important that we not get caught up with the apostasy. You know, you don't want to join a satanic cult thinking that you found the Lord. You've got to come out of the darkness in your own mind, come out of the counterfeit, and come into the secret hiding place of God, which is really the first fruit of the Lord. And those are the ones that God counts as his remnant. And they're the ones that are going to be protected in the hour that's coming. The rest of his people are going to be purified in the fire. And, you know, praise God, if that's what it takes to get in the kingdom of heaven, the suffering of this hour is not worthy to be compared. But even the remnant that are going to be purified through the fire are but a remnant. And the majority of people who name the name of Jesus, in fact, will be found among the many. And so, you know, the message of Out of the Darkness is to confront the people with the truth of the real covenant of Jesus Christ. Because there's a lot of pretenders out there. A lot of people will tell you, you know, just give me your money and God will give you a big financial harvest. You'll get rich and, you know, you get to do whatever you want and go to heaven too. But nothing could be further from the truth. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the problem. Well, let's go with this. You know, I run into a guy at the gym, and he's all excited. But well, you're a minister. You do talk radio. Well, why don't you come visit my church? He said, man, we got to. And you know what his punchline was to get me there? He says, we have a brand new cappuccino bar, man. You really got to come and try it out. And I'm going, really? You know, yeah, I guess I should come interview your preacher on your cappuccino bar. But really, they don't get it. But there's a whole generation that's what they're the cappuccino bar, you know? I mean, and this was a young man, you know, and he was even a military veteran. And I felt so sad for him. But that doctrine, those are ministries of death. Absolutely. And people need to get away from that. You know, there's a brokenness. You know, we have, here's the deal, folks. When you get saved, you change. If you got saved and you still look the very same way, well, just as the, let's go with this. The homeless tell me, they say, Pastor Dan, they say, how come when these people pull out of the church parking lot on Sunday and you run into them on the street, they're just like everybody else? Well, that's because they were never changed. They had never let the word change them. We are supposed to go through a transformative process. That's what it is when we get baptized. It's we're dying, and when we come up out of the water, we're a new person. And then the Lord is supposed to be the master. You hear those words, folks? Master of our life, so that he controls us. But I don't see that control in people. I see, you know, people that claim to be Christians, they're just like the rest of the world, Ben.
Well, amen, brother. And, you know, in the counterfeit covenant, in the ministry of death, it's just something you believe. People believe in the name of Jesus. They believe in Jesus in their head, but their hearts were never changed. And as a result, they don't really have the salvation of the new covenant. Now, the new covenant is a covenant in which we ultimately pick up our cross, deny our own self-life, and learn to live in the Lord, and learn to walk by the leading of His Holy Spirit. And, you know, in the true new covenant, you really have to pick up your cross and follow Jesus to Calvary. And we've got to deny the things of the flesh, and we got to come out of the dark counsel of the mind of the flesh. You know, the knowledge of good and evil has deceived all of us. And in our knowledge of good and evil, we judge ourselves good and other people evil. We judge our own sin as you know, we don't even see it half the time. And we're quick to judge the sin in our neighbors. But all of that is a deception, because the ones truly being saved, as you said, they've been truly born again, and God's transforming them into new people.
Yeah, we need to look at ourselves first. Whenever there's a problem, look at yourself first to see what the problem is with the other. Here's something for the people. You know, Ben, they say with Yeshua, the sacrificial system went away, that he was our ultimate sacrifice. I'm not denying that he's our ultimate sacrifice, but here's what I say to you folks out there. It's like this. That I believe that the sacrificial system, in a sense, is still there. That sacrifice, yeah, Yeshua paid it, but your sacrifice is the fact that he's looking for people that will be living sacrifices. He's looking for people that will die to themselves. That's a sacrifice. You die to yourself, like just when you get baptized, you die, you become a new person, and then you follow your master. That you give up your old ways and your old things, and you put your eyes on the Lord Yeshua, and then he'll add the things that you need, but you are to follow him first. Like Ben says, pick up your cross daily. Sacrifice yourself. You know, most people that you can barely get, you know, they're lucky if they slide into church and if you're not one of those, then this doesn't pertain to you. But so many people just slide into church 1 hour a week and they think it's a big deal. Well, praise the Father. They are supposed to go to the church, and I can show you scripture that says you are to do that. But the point is your whole life is supposed to be sacrificial. When's the last time that you made a sacrificial offering to somebody that is out there doing work, or to like Ben that's putting forth this ministry, that you, instead of, I challenge you, if to not buy one book, to buy a case of books and hand them out to your brothers and sisters so that they might be saved. Deny some of those worldly things that you're into and give it up for godly, the Father things. Do it for things that will draw people into the kingdom. Back to you.
Well, hallelujah, brother. You know, I know what's in this book, and to be honest with you, Dan, you know, these messages came forth by prayer, and, you know, people want to go and do some searches on YouTube or do a Google search, and, you know, go to YouTube and type in my name, Benjamin Baruch, and listen to some of the content. These teachings came forth by the Holy Spirit and not by me. And at this point, there's at least, I would guess, 300 hours of audio content. And most people don't have time to listen to 300 hours of teaching on the Internet.
Wow.
And, you know, for that reason, the the most precious and the most valuable of these teachings are being reduced into these books. So you can take them with you, and when you've got a few minutes, you can read, and the word that's in these is really a rhema word of God. And you know, some people have accused me, well, you know, you're trying to sell these books for the money. Well, you know, at this point, I'm probably upside down a huge amount, and, you know, there's really no profit in you know, selling the book. I mean, I would do better selling Girl Scout cookies in front of the grocery store. And, you know, I was an accomplished business professional. And so, you know, we're not doing it for the money. And you know, as a testimony to that, Dan, I've had a number of people that have read my books contact me and offer me huge sums of money to help promote the ministry, and I never once would take anyone's money. You can buy a book, you can listen online for free, I'll come and speak at your church for free, but you can't send me your money, I don't want it. And one man offered me $70,000, and I asked him, I said, how much money do you have? $70,000. I said, you're going to give me your entire life savings. Yes, I believe you heard from God. I go, well, I appreciate your confidence, but what will you do tomorrow when you run across widows and orphans? How will you help widows and orphans if you give me all your money? Oh, I never thought of that. I go, don't ever give your money away, all of it, unless God speaks to you so clearly you know that you know that you know, because God has called you to minister to widows and orphans.
Yeah, and, amen.
You know, so the false, you know, the accuser of the brethren, I mean, Dan, Satan has thrown everything he could at trying to stop this message from going forth, because it really is going to crush his head. You know, and if, because the devil knows he's about to get his head crushed, he's trying to keep people from getting this word. And so I would encourage the listeners, Yeah, absolutely. Do what you can. If you can't afford the book, you'll find the messages online for free, which is fine for me.
We've got a few minutes left. Let me say this real quick. It came up with you and the $70,000 man. You know, that is part of the problem that we get from these name it, claim it preachers. We have these guys out there telling them to give all of their money, all of their money, all of their money, you know. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I say, well, you know, it's good to give. I mean, we are supposed to give. We are supposed to take care of people, you know. But please don't help somebody so far to where you have nothing and somebody else is going to take care of you. You know, need to check those things. But, you know, but there's so many shysters out there that are doing that. And it's the shysters that are getting that money. And then the real works of the Father out there are just not getting paid. And so, you know, folks, you need to be really careful with what you do with your money. And who you give it to, because it's not yours. It really belongs to the Father. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. You can take a couple minutes and whatever final message you want to say, about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
Well, amen. You know, the enemy has brought a major counterfeit, and even to the point of having counterfeit ministries on TV and you know, these counterfeiters who brought all these perversions, you know, this prosperity gospel, God will make you rich, you know. The scripture says if you give your money to the poor, you're lending it to the Lord. The Lord never promised to make you rich. He merely promised to pay you back. And so, you know, the false gospel is reduced to the wealth of Babylon. You know, the money in Babylon is about to become worthless. And so, you know, every one of us should be praying about what the Lord would have us to do. The only reason I'm sharing with you the seventh edition of Day of the Lord and the new book, Search the Scriptures, I know what's come forth from heaven. I really didn't write these words. I merely typed them. And they're powerful. They're life-changing. And so, you know, if you pray about it, order the book. If not, search for the teachings on the web. Brother Dan, I appreciate the ministry that you're doing to help the poor. It's the heart of God that every one of us would be, you know, servants. I mean, our master, the Lord Jesus, who himself is the king, he's the king of kings, and yet he put on the garments of a slave, and he bowed himself down, and he washed the feet of the disciples, and Dan, that was an hour before they were going to arrest him and take him to the cross. And so the Lord said, you know, as I have done, so you too go and do. The Lord's called us to be servants of each other. You know, I've labored for years bringing forth teachings that, if you, those of you who are familiar with things that I've brought forth, you would bear witness. If you know the Lord, if you know the one who sent me, you'll bear witness of the message I bring, for I brought it by the authority of the King, and I bring it for free. But for those of you that can afford a modest investment, $14 or in paperback or $7 for Kindle, I would ask you, bless this effort. And, you know, the point is for this word to get into the hands of the people that they could be set free. I don't need the $4 royalty. You know, it doesn't really matter. And the truth be told, I'm upside down in this project to the tune of a fortune. At one time I had money and I spent it freely for the ministry of God. And then the Lord said to me, you're not going to need money soon. And then all the money just disappeared, Dan. It made me feel better, though, because the Lord already told me, you're not going to need this stuff anymore. And so it pretty much is gone. And, you know, that's fine. God provides where the Lord guides. And as Paul said, I've been rich, I've been poor, I'm content in all things as long as I'm in the will of God. And that's all that really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fact. The safest place to be is in the will of the Lord, and that's a fact. Well, Ben, thanks for being on with me. We really come to the end of the program. Your website again is BenjaminBaruch.com. And they find the book where?
The book, Search the Scriptures, is on Amazon. .com, and also The Day of the Lord is at Hand, 7th edition. You can find it on Amazon. If it's not up today, it'll be up tomorrow. But be sure you get the 7th edition. Do not buy one of the older ones. It's up to date for 2014, and there's a ton of new material which has come forth by revelation of the Holy Spirit that will absolutely be precious to you. So be sure, if you're going to get the book, get the 7th edition, or go listen to 300 hours of audio programs all over YouTube, and you'll get the same information for free. And God bless you. Keep your loved ones in prayer, because this thing's coming upon us, and that right quick, and we got to get ready.
All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll talk again sometime. Goodbye and shalom to you.
Thank you, Dan. Goodbye. God bless.
All right. Be blessed. Well, that's Benjamin Baruch. His first book is, you probably know it by him, The Day of the Lord is at Hand. Good book. It's in its 7th edition. I haven't read the 7th edition. In fact, I haven't heard from Ben in a couple of years, and he emailed me a few weeks ago. So pray about it. Like with all things and with all guests that we have on here, we want you to pray about it, and you decide for yourself which is the right message for you, because not one of us has all of the absolute truth. So you need to search things out. Search the Scriptures. That's what you're supposed to do. Search the Scriptures. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. If you could make a donation when you hear this program by electronic means, that would be a real big blessing. Also, by mail is fine. Also, I'm trying to get the money up for a video project. That's $1,500. And also, we're trying to get an awning for the people built out back, so that we can sit out there with them, even in the rain, you know, and share the word with them, or, you know, get them out of the rain. So pray about it. We do need your help. But you must remember, folks, that there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 always be a blessing to others. Please, how could you not be a blessing to others if you're truly saved? Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.